All right, 7:41 on this Monday morning. Let's talk about Michigan and why it is a premier winter destination. There's a new ad campaign rolling out nationwide that touts what Michigan has to offer. Joining us right now is the Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to talk to you. And not exactly nationwide, but at least through many of the important markets they're really important to us in this part of the nation, you know, basically the Midwest Great Lakes area. So the campaign has begun. We're in state, we're in the Great Lakes area, and then we're going to be focusing in on markets who have come to know us as people, places like Indianapolis and Louisville and, you know, Minneapolis and Chicago, of course. So the places around us as well will again be reminded that, yes, even though we continue to battle this COVID thing and other big challenges, we are still pure Michigan and we still offer so much for tremendous leisure, four seasons of the year.
I have friends in Chicago that are from Michigan that always enjoy seeing all the Pure Michigan ads, and it makes them a little nostalgic for home. Winter is a great travel season. I mean, I know, as you mentioned, you know, we've got COVID, we've got weather, but if people want to take a long weekend or just have a change of scenery, I mean, there's so much to do here in the winter, isn't there?
I think especially after all that we've been through this last couple of years, winter provides this opportunity for a reset. You know, it's summertime. Everybody loves getting outside, but it's like go, go, go. You know, there's so much happening,
yeah,
and you feel like you've got to, you know, get your investment worth out of it. Where at wintertime, this is a time where if you want that action, you know, if you want to go downhill skiing or something as fun as ice climbing or, you know, something in between, you can do that. But if you also just want to go to a beautiful resort and just enjoy the scenery around you, maybe a spa or sitting inside with a hot toddy, you know, there's everything in between. So it's an opportunity for a reset to literally start the year and maybe start life over again. And that's what I love about this time of year that we're about to come into.
We're getting into ski season. I know there's been snow up north, and, you know, between the natural snow and the snow machines, those slopes are going to be ready pretty soon now, aren't they?
Oh, they really will be, probably earlier this year than we've seen in recent memory. You know, we have had our ski resorts open as early as Thanksgiving, and I don't think any of the northern lower peninsula resorts will be open this weekend, but it's happened. They'll always open as soon as they can, as soon as they can open and stay open for the season, because that's the big deal for effectiveness and, you know, just financial viability. They need to be able to open and then stay open. And what people don't know is they have, you know, like a huge base of snow underneath the pack that we see while we're skiing before you generally get up there. So I was happy to see snow on the ground and on the hill at Boyne already 3 weeks ago when I was up there for a meeting. But, you know, most of that's now all melted away. So, you know, stay tuned to folks like you, and you guys will keep all of us informed of when everybody opens up for the season.
How has tourism been in the state of Michigan this year? I know this summer everybody was just busting to get out and to sort of revisit and re-explore their favorite places. It was a pretty good season, wasn't it?
Yeah, we call it unbalanced dispersal, I guess, is the actual
yeah.
term. You know, yeah, so it was good in certain areas. And in fact, in most areas of the state, we did really well. Same thing we experienced the previous year, that when we were allowed to travel, you bet we did. You know, pent-up demand, the fact that a lot of people have more money than they've ever had because of all those unemployment benefits and higher wages and the inability to spend money for all that time got people out there. And we just needed it, you know, psychologically as well. So that has happened, but most of our travel has been going to waterfront communities, up north communities, and then our bigger cities still have been kind of languishing with fewer travelers. Those leisure visitors have been going for those outdoor experiences, and we haven't had the business travel that we typically have. So the good news is we're going to start to see some real rebalance, and that's important for the economy because you know, the hit that the economy has taken because of COVID has been dramatically devastating, but no more so to any sector of the industry than to the travel and tourism sector. About 15%, 15% of the job loss that we've experienced has come in the travel tourism sector. And now, of course, because we have all these other issues that have, I think, artificially impacted the situation, and we've realized, gee, staying home, taking care of our kids, we've really enjoyed that, and we've seen the benefits of, you know, home care, and then now we're having problems finding people to take care of kids.
Yeah,
you know, so we have all these issues affecting us. So let's just put it this way: it's time to get out there and travel, and maybe at a season where you've never done it before, because I think it's. Paul, this always bothers me that in a state that has four really distinctly beautiful seasons,
right?
A lot of us stay home, and you know, winter can be a great time to travel.
Yeah.
And you know, so give it a shot. I think you're going to really love it. My friends in the UP say there's, after all, there's no thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing. So throw on a couple of layers have a good time.
Well, I always think of, you know, my favorite places to visit in the summer. And I always think, gee, I wonder what it's like there in the wintertime. I wonder what it's like there in the fall. Well, you dummy, get in the car and go drive and see it. It's you're right. That's something that we all can absolutely do. No reason not to. We're talking with Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan. These ads, by the way, that we mentioned that are shown regionally throughout the Great Lakes region, when people watch them, they're directed to the Michigan.org website, right?
They are. You know, we typically have Tim Allen saying at the end of the ad, your trip begins at Michigan.org. You know, that's something that's all... you know, gotten used to hearing. Now, the two TV ads that we're running this year are actually ones that we've run over the last 3 years. You know, the timing was difficult for us to be prepared to put together new ads this year, even though we have budget, because we have just gone through a new cycle of what we call RFPs, where we've considered new vendors to help us with the production of our ads. And for the first time in 15 years, we've switched our marketing vendors to a company called MMGY Global. They're the biggest company in the field in the world, and they've wanted to work with us for a very long time. So they gave us a tremendous deal, and we're really happy to have their expertise after years of tremendous work from another Detroit area vendor as well. So we just haven't had time to put new ads. So you're going to see one ad called Loud, and then another one called Still Pure. And in the Loud ad, I love the play of words because it basically, you know, shows you the fact that typically a lot of people think of winter as being kind of the silent sport time of the year.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of fun silent things you can do, you know, hiking in the woods and snowshoeing and things like that. But it can be awfully loud too, you know, with the excitement of going downhill or on a snowmobile or you know, with dog sleds and, you know, whatever it might be. So there's that. And then the Still Pure ad is a really important one that we remind everybody that, yeah, we've all been through a lot. We've been through a lot, you know, collectively and individually. Everybody has had their own issues to go through, too. But we are still pure Michigan. We are still that very special place offering wonderful experiences, friendly people, beautiful places, and giving you that opportunity to reconnect and to be reminded what's most important in life, and that is time with friends and family, experiencing new things. Because even though I want everybody to be supporting their local retailers and their local restaurants and such, there's something important about experiences. And as I get older, I'm looking for less stuff, and I'm looking for more time with friends and family.
Same thing.
I think
here,
a lot of people are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. These are good looking ads too, by the way. The Loud and Still Pure, really nice looking ads. A great way to remind people that we're here. It's a beautiful state to visit and explore, even in the wintertime.
That's right.
Maybe and, even especially.
So,
in the wintertime.
So get out there. Well, and also make sure to go to Michigan.org and look for the information on ski and snowboarding and all. And you can also, because, you know, we all want to make sure we're doing it safely. So we do, of course, have COVID-19 policies that all of the industry is taking into consideration. We work with the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association, and they're the group of people that bring all these activities to you, and they've worked together to, again, make sure they provide the safest and best experience for you. So just know that's still in our mind, and we want you to keep that in your mind as well, to think of others. Yes, we're people of two peninsulas, but we are one pure Michigan, and it's time to get out there and enjoy that beautiful place.
Sounds like a good plan. Dave, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Paul, great to talk to you always. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.